2017 ACUC. I feel like I'm at the NCAA basketball tournament, but
it's that exciting.
It is. It really is. There's a lot of people here,
and it's. I love this conference. I really do. This is the best. I know you just had Todd on,
yes.
and you know, and I've told this to Todd too. This is the best feel good credit union financial cooperative conference out there. I mean, this is where you come and you say, this is why I do this. And that's the question going back to Simon Sinek 3 years ago. Why? Why are we in this? Why do we do this?
Why? Why are you, why do you do this? Mr. Jeff Olson from
Creating Lives Every Day.
Yes, you are.
We're providing hope. Like Brett Culp just talked about, we're providing hope. If you don't see it today, it's that long-term hope. The things we're doing today may have ramifications down the road, years to come. That's what we do.
Well, one of the main things that you guys do is CU Social Good, which is like, this thing's going crazy. This site is awesome.
It is, but there's room to grow.
It's like owning a home. There's always something to do.
So, you know, we talked about this at the GAC, and I appreciate, you know, your support on
that.
You're
welcome.
And, you know, we had this T-shirt, and we gave it to Crashers, CU Social Good. And then, and we're actually selling these on our site, CUSocialGood.com. And so they're really relatively inexpensive. And then all the money, there's a little bit of profit margin in there. It goes back to helping administer the site.
Right.
That's why we're doing that.
Okay.
But CU Social Good really started in 2010. So it's been up there for years. It's the only site, current site, the first and only that's dedicated to telling social good, social impact stories that credit unions do every day. Today, we have over 200 credit unions that have profiles that are posting stories every day. We've had almost 6,000 stories, and this is all organic. We haven't put a dime into marketing, and it's just grown through word of mouth.
You don't have to do that because the message you have on there is so good that people can't stop going there.
But we have almost 6,000 credit unions, so why aren't you CU Social? We know everybody's doing CU Social Good in their community and in their state, so why aren't we growing this? We've rebuilt the site. We've added some really cool features that are up and running right now. We launched the new site when we were at the GAC, said, here we go. We've partnered with the American Association of Credit Union Leagues. So the leagues now are behind this. They're providing us with pledges to help us administer the site. We put together a promotional kit that goes out to credit unions and leagues. That's the how-to. Here's how you do it. A short video is how you create a profile. A short video is to how can you create an impact report, which is the new thing. Because by telling our story, we're really showing the world the credit union difference and why we are different, why we are unique, and why we're a great alternative than the traditional banking system for people, and why we're improving lives every day, not only financially, but making an impact in our social.
Well, it's a story that doesn't get told enough. And thank goodness for your site, it does get told. Because before 2010, these stories weren't getting out there that much. But now that you have your site, and now that it can be a resource for other editors and other communities to go, hey, this is what credit unions are really doing.
Exactly.
Great resource.
We did it out of need because we were in a tax battle with banks in South Dakota. And they were going into these municipalities and city commissions, school boards and saying, well, not only are we paying taxes, but we're doing this in our community. And they were. And so were we. But it's in our DNA. We're people helping people. And so we need to tell that story. So what we created, and this is where we're getting the partnership with ACUL, the American Association of Credit Union Leagues, and they're going to help us spread the word, is we provided these impact reports. So once you create a profile in CU Social Good, you can go back and track your information, and you can do it by your credit union. The leagues can go in and do it by state. And then our advocacy people can go in and do it by congressional district. So you create this report, and this is a sample of the report. And it's broken down by what you're doing and aggregates the information by money donated, where it goes, scholarships, hospitals, volunteer hours, financial literacy events. So, and then you take this to your community leaders, to your congressional person and say, you know what? Not only are we improving lives financially, we are doing this social impact, Mr. Congressperson.
That is so cool.
Every day. And so in the leagues, when we approached the leagues for their support, they said, hey, this is a great idea. Can you break it down by congressional district? So you actually have a quotable source that says, you know what, this information's good because we're putting the information in, but it's only as good as the information we enter.
Right, right.
So if we as a whole group, if we get 5,757 credit unions posting social good stories, imagine the impact we can make with our lawmakers and our influencers out there. It's free.
That's the other awesome thing about it. It's all free.
Yes.
You can go there and check out all these great stories. And so how does a credit union submit their stories, submit their good deeds in the neighborhood, so to speak?
Today, there's two ways. You go to the site, cusocialgood.com, you create a profile. That's the best way to do it because you're inputting the information and you can control the information. Or there's a way on there that you can actually email your story to our administrator that's a staff person in our league that then posts the story. And then the nice thing about it is there's a social impact or a social media component to it. So our t-shirts say like and share.
Yeah.
So when you post your story, you can immediately send that story out in social media, whether it's Facebook or whether it's LinkedIn or whether it's Instagram or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 2,000 followers on Twitter right now. So we like to say like and share, post, like and share, and tweet and retweet.
There you go.
So we got room on the t-shirt for tweet and retweet.
Right
so.
Right. All right, I want to wrap up with this. What's next for CU Social? Because this is some really good stuff you guys are doing.
What's next?
The evolution of this organization.
We need to grow and expand. We got to get the word out. And get on CU Social Good, create a profile, post your social impact stories, and all will be good.
Great message to end on. Jeff, thank you so much. This is a wonderful update.
Awesome. Good to see you.